If you want to reach this country's climate goals, you have to reduce emissions in transportation, which includes commercial trucking. And this month, the government unveiled a strategy to do that. A. Martinez talked about it with Gabe Klein, the executive director of the Joint Office of Energy and Transportation.
Transportation broadly is the largest sector for emissions at 33%. So exactly one-third of all U.S. emissions are from transportation. When you look at medium and heavy-duty trucks, they account for only 5% of the miles traveled, but 20% of the transportation emissions. And this government, under President Biden, committed to a goal of 100% clean heavy-duty and medium-duty trucking by 2040.
Where will the money come from to make this roadmap a reality?
There is a tremendous amount of funding coming at the federal level. We've already invested $253 million through the Department of Transportation. That's charging and fueling infrastructure grants. And that was just recently. But there's also a great deal of private sector funding. And really, the goal here is to supplement the private sector, not to supplant their funding.
So I live in Los Angeles, and I see lots of electric passenger vehicles all over the place. You know, that's LA, right? So yeah. There's going to be EVs. A lot of them are going to be in California. But I don't see many big heavy-duty trucks or freight trucks as electric trucks. Mm-hmm. Is that something that could be more of a West Coast thing?
Yeah. Well, definitely there is regionalism. There's geographic differences. California on the whole has almost, double the number of vehicles in the electric vehicle category being sold than the rest of the country. But also, we're seeing, big investments in the infrastructure there. The federal government actually recently invested $63 million for medium, heavy-duty commercial electric vehicle charging on Interstate 10. We also awarded North Central Texas Council of Government $70 million for hydrogen. So there's a lot of activity right now, but California is definitely a leader in this country for sustainable transportation.
What are some of the limiting factors, though, that maybe don't have freight companies just rushing out to buy these kinds of vehicles?
Yeah, I think that there's a couple challenges. I mean, the overarching challenge is aligning the market-driven desire from fleets to adopt zero-emission freight vehicles with the resources that are required to make it successful. And right now, they cost more. We are not at cost parity, and that's why the federal government is providing subsidies to bring it down closer to cost parity. But I will also say that the charging infrastructure is, of course, a limiting factor. So we need to make sure that everybody has access, not just the big fleets and companies.
That is Gabe Klein, Executive Director of the Joint Office of Energy and Transportation. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Abe.